welcome to this edition of DCS Talks, a podcast production of the Tennessee Department of Children's Services. The intention of DCS Talks is to promote dialogue among child welfare professionals, foster parents, and the entire community about ways to prevent child abuse and neglect. In this episode of DCS Talks, we're going to discuss a basic concept in the human sciences, Maslow's hierarchy of needs. Many of us who have placed a focus in human sciences by studying social work, psychology, sociology, and health were introduced to Maslow's concepts early in our education. The ideas that are outlined are fundamental to understanding the basic needs of all of us, all people. If you have a vocational path in these areas, you too are familiar with Maslow's. But if you're not, we think this basic introduction would be super helpful for you in understanding the work we do in child welfare. And we'd like to share that with you in this podcast. Maslow's hierarchy of needs is an idea by American psychologist Abraham Maslow, and he put this out in a paper that was written in 1943 called A Theory of Human Motivation. The hierarchy of needs is a psychological idea, and we use it as an assessment tool at the department in many ways. The hierarchy of needs is used to study how people are motivated. Maslow's hierarchy of needs is often portrayed in the shape of a pyramid, with the largest, most fundamental needs at the bottom and the need for self-actualization at the top. The idea is that an individual's most basic needs must be met before they become motivated to achieve higher level needs. So let's talk about the very bottom of the pyramid, which are the physiological needs. Physiological needs are the base of the hierarchy. That's the largest part of the pyramid. These needs are the biological components for human survival. According to Maslow's theory, humans are compelled to satisfy physiological needs first to pursue higher levels of intrinsic satisfaction. This means that if a person is struggling to meet their basic needs, such as food, shelter, water, or other needs, they may not be able to move up the pyramid to seek safety, belonging, esteem, and self-actualization on their own. This may show up in child welfare with a family who may struggle to afford groceries and are going hungry on some nights because they don't have enough food in the home. So that would be one major need that we would address when we work with a family in child welfare. Once a person's physiological needs are satisfied, their safety needs become important. In the absence of physical safety, maybe due to war, a natural disaster, family violence, or child abuse and neglect, this level is very important with children as they generally have a greater need to feel safe, especially children who have disabilities. Adults are also impacted by this. Adults are not immune to the need of safety. It includes shelter, job security, health, and safe environments. If a person does not feel safe in an environment, they'll seek safety before attempting to meet any of those other higher level parts of Maslow's hierarchy of needs. The goal of consistently meeting the need for safety is to have stability in one's life. All people need stability and safety to enhance their ability to learn, grow, and develop relationships. And this may show up in child welfare as we go to assess for inappropriate discipline, domestic violence, child sex abuse. This is a critical need for all people, is to have safety in their life. The need for safety is so critical that in child welfare, we assess for safety at every interaction with a family that we come into contact with. After physiological and safety needs are fulfilled, we move up from the bottom to the third rung on the hierarchy pyramid. This is the third level of human needs. It's interpersonal and it involves feelings of belongingness. people possess a need for a sense of belonging and acceptance among social groups. Being part of a group is crucial, regardless if it is work or sports or family or friends or a religious organization or a club. These are important. The sense of belongingness is being comfortable with and connection to others that results in receiving acceptance, respect, and love. Humans need to love and be loved. Many people become susceptible to loneliness, social anxiety, and depression in the absence of this love or belonging element. The need is especially strong in childhood, and it can override the need for safety at times. Mental health can be a huge factor when it comes to an individual's needs and development. When an individual's needs are not met, it can cause depression. We see this in child welfare. Many times, if a child is showing signs of depression or anxiety, then we try to connect them with ways to process what's going on and understand their social environment and ways to make changes and interventions so that they have strong, healthy coping mechanisms. Now we're moving way up the hierarchy of needs, up that pyramid. We're on the fourth level, and this is esteem. Esteem is the respect and admiration of a person, but it's also about self-respect and respect from others. We need respect from others and may include a need for status, recognition, fame, prestige, and attention. And we need to respect ourselves, and this can include a need for strength, competence, mastery, self-confidence, independence, and freedom. Esteem comes from day-to-day experiences, which provide learning opportunities that allow us to understand ourselves better. This is incredibly important for children, which is why giving them the opportunity to discover that they are competent and capable learners is critical. Adults, especially parents and educators, must create and ensure an environment for children that is supportive and provides them with opportunities that help children see themselves as respectable, capable individuals. At DCS, we want children who are in foster care or who are touched by this system to be assessed for their well-being and their activities that build executive function in their development. All of these ideas and activities that are associated with esteem are actually developmentally important. Okay, now we are at the very top of the pyramid of Maslow's hierarchy of needs. The next level is self-actualization. This level of need refers to the realization of one's full potential. Maslow describes this as the desire to accomplish everything that we can to become the most that we can be. People may have a strong desire to become a great parent, succeed athletically, or create paintings, pictures, or inventions. To understand this level of need, a person must not only succeed in those previous needs that we talked about earlier, but master them. Individuals who are motivated to pursue this goal seek and understand how their needs, relationships, and sense of self are expressed through their behavior. Self-actualization needs include partner acquisition, parenting, using our talents and abilities, and pursuing goals. With children or youth that come into foster care, there are programs in place that will support them in achieving these goals that are associated with self-actualization. For instance, there is assistance with extracurricular activities, educational opportunities, assistance with obtaining a driver's license, and learning in independent living skills, such as learning how to cook for oneself or complete job applications. We want to support the self-actualization of children and youth in care, but also all families that we come into contact with. We hope this introduction of Maslow's hierarchy of needs is useful for you. It's an idea in the human sciences that has been around a long time, but it still holds up for us in child welfare as we make daily assessments, as we identify needs and provide supports and services to youth, children, and families in Tennessee. Thank you, listener, for your interest about child welfare. Please join DCS Talks again to hear other subject matter experts discuss ways to advocate for children and build resilient communities.